We're going to be reading John chapter 6, verses 22 to 40. Let's hear the word of God together. On the next day, the crowd that remained on the other side of the lake saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Other boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread, after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum, seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "Then what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." Amen. And we give thanks to God for his word. Well, let's secondly, in verse 30 to 35, having looked at the work of God, we now see the bread of God. Well, what is the food that the Son of Man gives? What is the food which endures to eternal life? Well, it's the bread of God, the bread of God. In this section, we'll go on to see that Jesus is the bread of life. It is the bread of God that is the food that endures to eternal life. And what is the bread of God? Well, it is Christ himself. Christ himself, the Son of Man, the one on whom the Father has set his seal. He gives himself as food, spiritual nourishment to those that would trust in him. He is the giver and he is the gift. What a gift he is. And that gift brings life to the world, as we shall see. Well, verse 30, the crowd are still struggling with Jesus' offer of a gift, still focusing on the tangible things that they can see and touch. And so they ask him for a sign. Verse 30, they said to him, "Then what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform?" Well, do you see the irony in what they're saying? What sign do you perform? What's just happened? He's fed the 5,000, and they were recipients of those things. Give us a sign. They want something else, something else, something else. And what Jesus says, you have all that you need. Believe in the one that God has sent. Jesus was a man accredited by signs and wonders. He did so many things that are proof of who he is and give testimony to him being the Son of God as well as the Son of Man. Yet they want more. They want more to see and to touch the tangible things, not the spiritual things that will lead them to eternal life. Yes, the work that Jesus was performing before their eyes was wonderful. The work that they'd already seen, when they asked, "What work do you perform?" These signs that Jesus performs, they're wonderful, highlighting his divine nature and his authority to say the things that he does and to make the claims that he makes. Yet in their very question, they highlight the more wonderful work that the Lord Jesus Christ would go on to do. When he went to the cross, "What work do you perform?" Well, Jesus would go on to do the very work that will bring the food that lasts for eternal life. Or did he not go through the suffering of Gethsemane and onto the suffering of the cross to bear the sins of all those that would believe on him? That is the wonderful work that Jesus would go on to do. Well, the crowd still focusing on the tangible. They imagine that the food Jesus offers that endures to eternal life is physical food. And they look back to the sustaining of their ancestors, those 40 years in the wilderness, when God did indeed give them physical bread from heaven, the manna from heaven to sustain them. Verse 31, "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Is this the food that you're talking about, Jesus? Well, of course it's not. They're still confused. They're thinking about the physical things, the tangible things, not the spiritual things that lead to everlasting life. And so Jesus gently says, "No, it's not manna. It's not more manna, physical bread from heaven to sustain your bodies, that I'm speaking about. It's something far greater. God, who was the one behind the food that Moses gave you, is going to give you something even more wonderful. He's going to give you," verse 32, "true bread from heaven. Truly, truly," Jesus says, "I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven." There is going to be something far better. There's going to be something to which the manna in the Old Testament pointed, which was only temporary, but the reality, the truth, is something which lasts for all eternity. And what is the bread that the Father gives, the true bread from heaven? Verse 33, it is this: "For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So the food that Jesus is talking about that leads to everlasting life isn't physical food, it's something spiritual, and in fact it's a person. It is he who comes down from heaven. And who is he who comes down from heaven? Well, of course it's the Lord Jesus Christ himself. "For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven." And what's the benefit of eating of this bread? Life. Life to the world. What a blessing. "He who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." When we look at our world, we often see hopelessness and helplessness. We see violence. We see rebellion. Yes, we see a lot of God's glory, but we see a lot that is corrupted by sin. But Jesus came to bring life, not death. We see death all around us, don't we? But Jesus came to give life. Life to the world. What a message of hope we have in the gospel. Life to a perishing world. Life to a desperate world. And Jesus, who came down from heaven, gives that offer to all who will believe on him. Well, the crowd seem to understand a little more of what Jesus is meaning, and they say to him, well, verse 34, "Sir, give us this bread always." Having missed Jesus' offer of a gift just a few verses earlier, they now request that very gift. The food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. And then to further reiterate what that food is, Jesus speaks those wonderful words in verse 35. I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life, Jesus said to them. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall not thirst. The offer of life is for all that will believe. Jesus offers food. He is the food that he offers. He is the gift. And it's for all that will believe. And of course, he uses that great divine statement of identity, I am the bread of life. He is the divine Son of God. Yes, he is the Son of Man, as he refers to himself earlier in this passage. But he is also the eternal Son of God. The great I am, the eternal, self-sustaining, self-existent, almighty God. Son of Man and Son of God. The eternal Son incarnate, Jesus the Saviour. Jesus reiterating that he himself is the very bread that he offers. The food that never spoils. The food that satisfies the soul. He is the spiritual sustenance that we need. He is the life everlasting. And the invitation is there to come and eat and drink. For those that come to him and eat shall not hunger, and those that believe in him shall never thirst. What is it to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? What is it to believe on the one that gives food that never spoils? What is it to believe in the one that brings life everlasting? Well, it's to commit your whole life to him. It's to trust in him as your Savior. It's to submit to him as your Lord and Master. It's to turn from your sin and the way of the world. And it's to turn to him in faith. To give your life to him, to accept his sacrifice on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins. To believe in him as the only way to the Father. And to commit to him, to live for him and to serve him for the rest of your life. And for all who do, the promise is that you will never go hungry and thirsty again. Your soul will be satisfied. All that you seek after to satisfy your soul's desire can only be found in him, can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And him alone, friend. Not him and something else. Not him and somebody else. In Christ alone, my hope is found. You see, the food that the world offers, it satisfies for a time. The food that other religions offer, it satisfies for a time. The food that a secular worldview offers, it satisfies for a time. But you will be hungry and thirsty again. The food that Christ offers will mean that you are satisfied for eternity. It will endure. It will stand the test of time. And in Christ you will find spiritual nourishment that lasts for all eternity, that secures your eternal future with him forever. No fear of death, no fear of eternal separation, but the hope of glory and of eternal bliss. Well, that's the bread of God. And then thirdly and finally, we see in verses 36 to 40, the will of God, the will of God. The crowd have recognized the offer of Jesus' gift of himself as the bread of heaven. Yet that gift must be received through faith. And Jesus says that in a general sense, they're yet to do that. But I said to you, Jesus says, that you have seen me, verse 36, and yet you do not believe. You do not believe. They want the gift, but they're not willing to receive it through faith. In a general sense, they're yet to understand. They've yet to have their hearts opened. They've yet to have God's mercy and grace poured out in their own hearts and lives. They're yet to believe. But the encouragement for us is that there are many who will believe. There will have been those in that day who did believe, even though in a general sense the crowd as a whole was struggling to do that. There would have been those then that genuinely believed, and there are those today who genuinely believe. You're sitting here, many of you this morning, who do that. And that's the wonder of verse 37. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. Many will believe and receive the food that Jesus offers. They will believe in Christ. They will come to him in faith. And who are those who come to Jesus in faith? They're those whom the Father gives him. And the other blessing is that all those that come to him will never be cast out. So, friend, these things are sure and certain. This is no vain coming. Don't think that if you come to Christ, well, he might accept you or he might not, and that some that do in genuine faith may or may not be accepted. No, not at all. This is no groundless belief, no random chance that some will and some won't. If we have genuine faith, we will be accepted by the Lord Jesus. Why? Because the Father has willed it. And the Father has given to Christ those that will come in faith. And once you have come in faith, you have certainty and security of your everlasting outcome. Because Jesus says, I will never cast you out. Never. What security for our souls. This is something that nothing else can give you. So please, if you're wavering this morning and you're not sure that the Lord Jesus Christ is sufficient, be sure, because he is. He will give you all that is needed. Receive the food that will never spoil and inherit eternal life. Be encouraged that Christ is sufficient for your soul. Well, verse 38, Jesus goes on to reiterate the same point and talks more about the will of God. Jesus says, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is God's intentional plan, that the Father should give to the Son those that would believe in him, that they might enjoy life everlasting. It was the Father's will that the Lord Jesus, the eternal Son, should leave the glories of heaven. He who was rich beyond all splendor should become poor, that through his poverty we might become rich. This is God's intentional plan, that Christ should leave the glories of heaven, should leave the Father's side, should take on human form and bear the penalty for the sins of all that would come to him in faith. This is the will of him who sent me. These things are sure and certain. And verse 39, what security there is for those that do come in faith. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. Jesus will not cast us out if we come in faith, and he will lose none of those who do. He should lose nothing of all that he has given me. We belong to Christ. If you are a believer, if you are truly a Christian disciple, you've been bought at great price, but you belong to Christ. You are part of his family, and he will never, ever let you go. What comfort that is. What security. And what prospect. What prospect. All that he has given me will not be lost. And what does Jesus go on to say? But he will raise it up on the last day. The hope of resurrection. The hope of resurrection. Where our souls and our bodies will be reunited on the day that Jesus comes back to judge the world in righteousness, and we are raised to meet him in the air, and we live for him in the new heavens and the new earth for all eternity. What blessing, what prospect. Security now, security for eternity, hope of resurrection. What a gospel we have to believe. And then finally in verse 40, this is just a summary of all that Jesus has been teaching so far. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks at the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Jesus' teaching is underwritten. It's guaranteed. It's true, because all of the things that he teaches are guaranteed by the Father. They're according to the will of God Almighty. And God is a God who does not change. He is faithful to his promises. He is faithful to his people. So we can have confidence that what Jesus says is the truth. Well, friends, Jesus is the bread of life. He is the spiritual food that endures to eternal life. Will you come to him in faith and believe? Will you accept the gift he offers? For once received, you will have security for your soul, life in his name, and the hope of resurrection to come. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the food that Jesus gives, which is himself. And we thank you for the will of the Father that makes all of these things certain and true. We pray, Heavenly Father, that if there is anyone here this morning who has not yet bowed the knee to Jesus, that they may do that today. They may believe in him, that they may never hunger and thirst again. We thank you that we have satisfaction for our souls in the person of the Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we do pray for those in our families, those in our friendship groups, those in our workplaces that know nothing of these things. Heavenly Father, we plead for them. We intercede for them. We pray that they too would have their eyes opened, that they will be given the gift of faith to receive the food that Jesus offers. Lord God, accept our praise and our thanks, for we pray it in his name. Amen.